coming up?
Controlled chaos.
I think it worked on a really perverse level.
Well, hello, that's not the normal ad I hear all the time.
It's not for the faint-hearted, as we've discovered.
After about 4 minutes, it just goes, nope, I'm done, I'm tired.
That's how rubbish I was.
How do you say that?
With the narrator straight.
Straight-ish.
I just wanted to see how far I could push myself, and that was the limit. 6 hours was the actual limit.
What's happened to you?
Sex on a stick.
Fail for me, but it was fun to do.
Intense overacting.
Lots of images there.
Don't try that at home.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. We are Mark.
And Sam. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sam. Hello, yes. It's that way around. I'm Sam, he's Mark. Anyway,
yes.
How Do You Say That is the weekly podcast for voice actors where we get the chance to play around with real scripts, we make choices, and we discover just how different we all are.
Yeah, because there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways. So, Sam, before we do that, let's play a bit of true or false. Mm. I have 7 notepads on my desk, but I only ever use one of them.
Oh. That does sound a bit like you. I will go true. I call
it's
true on that.
Absolutely true.
Is yes. it? Yes, I bet.
I don't know why I've got them there, but it is true, yes.
Do you never get muddled up?
No, not really, because I only use one of them.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't really matter. You just grab the nearest one.
Yep.
When I was a teenager, I played netball for Hertfordshire. Is that true or false?
Ooh. That's a toughie. Netball for Hertfordshire. I want it to be true, so I'm going to say yes.
No. No. I was not just always the last person to be picked for games. I was the person that when the side had to pick me, everybody groaned. That's how rubbish I was at games.
Do you know
games.
What? Snap, we're the same. That's exactly my experience of it as well. Oh,
that's how we found ourselves, yeah, maybe. Or found each other. Found ourselves and each other.
We also have a very special guest this week, all the way from Chicago, US. It's voiceover Mike Payne. Hello, Mike. Welcome to How Do You Say That?
Hello, and thank you for having me. I cannot wait to dive into everything.
It's an absolute pleasure. Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Mike, shall we?
Okay, yes. So Mike is a US Chicago-based voice actor, coach, and demo reel producer. He has had a 38-plus year career, and the videos he's voiced have had well over 250 million YouTube views and counting. And the stats don't stop there.
No, they don't. He's narrated 57 audiobooks, and the games he's voiced have well over 1 million downloads. He's also been working in network and major market radio for over 33 years. His first interview was with the late, great Ozzy Osbourne. Fantastic. Well, welcome along, Mike. Have you got a fun fact for us?
I do. Recently, towards the end of last year, my wife and I went to see the actual Annabelle doll at a traveling road show.
Oh.
Those of you who are into the horror movie genre thing.
Wow.
It was quite eerie, surreal. It was a lot of the Warrens. Those of you who know the Annabelle and Conjuring series, the Warrens had kind of a road show and it was very... it was very eerie, but fascinating at the same time. And it was so, it's surprisingly, you would think the Raggedy Ann doll would be small, but it was so massively huge. It was it was very big. It was like the size of half a person. It was so large.
Did it give you nightmares?
No, but it was just very, and when I posted it on TikTok, it got so much traction and I'm thinking, And everybody kept saying, sorry for looking at Annabelle. Sorry for looking into your eyes. And I've created something unintentionally. Oh, no.
Wow. It must be really creepy to see that kind of thing in real life. It's like it really exists then.
Very much so. Oh, yes.
And on that eerie feeling, let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
Okay, so I've brought a script that is a cybersecurity training video.
Okay, I have a question. We have two characters here. We have a narrator and we have a boss.
Yes, and you are playing both of them.
Yes, obviously you play both of them. So am I thinking, is this sort of cartoonish?
Yes, it is. It's 2D animation and it is quite light. In fact, they like to keep it quite light. So the gruff boss character is quite cartoony. So you can do it quite cartoony.
Okay, but the narrator's straight.
Straight-ish.
Okay. Okay, yes, straightish, but yeah.
More of the Office kind of vibe or not quite that tongue-in-cheek?
Ooh. Interesting. No, probably more tongue-in-cheek than that. I think probably more cartoony than The Office.
Ah, okay. So if the Office was an anime.
Yes, I guess. Or maybe if The Office was The Simpsons.
That would work.
Yeah,
would
you get what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens in the middle for him to say what's happened here?
Good question. So his entire computer crashes as he's trying to do this presentation.
Right. Okay, this is gonna test me. Okay. Okay, I'll have a go.
Okay.
Right. Cross-site scripting, or XSS, is what happens when a hacker manages to inject malicious JavaScript into your web page.
Think micro, scalable, robust. We practically invented the term mega next generation 24/7 global R&D. What's happened here?
If you don't escape or encode out of the JavaScript, then the browser will execute it as though you put it into your website.
Bravo, bravo. Two very, very distinctive characters there. What did you think, Mike?
Oh, yes, I like that. I like the shift, the rapid shift from first to third immediately.
Totally. Because that's the other big thing about it, isn't it? It's not just creating a character. It does shift from first person to third person. Yes.
What I annoyed myself with is that I don't think that I would do the boss that. I think I should have gone upmarket boss rather than... You know, kind of hail.
Did you do it that way because you figured I'd have done it that way?
No, for some reason I just did it that way, and I think what I would have probably preferred to have done is done a kind of, you know, upmarket poshy boss, but I didn't. Anyway, I didn't do that, so I did.
I think it worked.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I think it worked.
Were you looking for more of a smarmy maybe type of approach?
Yes,
like, think micro scalable.
Yes, exactly that.
Slimy.
I think, and I suppose it's an interesting point, isn't it? Because the beauty of something like this is you can do it a number of different ways.
Yeah,
it's,
totally.
So again, a bit of a gift if you've got it as a audition, because you can bring different ideas to it. But yes, I think that's exactly it. Smarmy and, you know, thinks he knows absolutely everything. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Well done for not falling over XSS, because I think the first time I did it, I just kept falling over it.
I was quite careful.
Yes.
Did you hear me being really careful as I did that? Yeah. Because as I went into it, I thought, oh, God, I haven't read
literally,
this properly.
Oh, God. Yeah, totally. Mike, I'm interested to see which way you're going to go with it now.
I think it'll work well for Mike's voice.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm just going to dive in. I look at this and then I think, I'm just going to dive in because the gruff boss is the fun part and the narrator is, you know, it can just be a straight read, but it could also be interesting instead of just being the cross-site scripting or XSS.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So sound excited while you're the narrator, and then the gruff boss kind of derails you, and you're like, oh, well, let's get back into this again.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Cross-site scripting, or XSS, is what happens when a hacker manages to inject malicious JavaScript into your web page. Think micro-scalable, robust. We practically invented the term mega next generation, 24/7 global R&D. What's happened here? If you don't escape or encode out the JavaScript, then the browser will execute it as though you put it into your website.
You made a definite choice there, didn't you?
I loved that. Yeah. It really reminded me of there was a particular cartoon character that it actually reminded me of. What you did there was that kind of the way you elongated the vowels. Mm. And oh, yeah, you know, it had a really kind of, superior feel to it.
And slimy and smarmy, what we were talking about. Yeah, no, it came across really nicely.
Arms crossed and very, you're literally looking down on the underlings.
Yes, absolutely.
as it were.
And what I really liked was that you were confident enough to be quite measured, actually, with your delivery. You didn't kind of rush it try and cram it all in. You kind of took your time with both of those characters, which I really liked, actually, because it is a lot of information, actually, as much as anything. You have to leave it. It might be a fun piece, but people have to take it all in, don't they?
Yeah, and something like this subject, you can't race through it because if you start throwing cross-site scripting XSS for most people,
difficult to say,
you lose people if you blow through something like JavaScript and they're just going to go, I don't know, let me call someone.
Yes, exactly.
Totally. I did it slightly differently than you, Mike, and slightly more towards the way you ended up doing it, Sam, even though you thought that you weren't going to do it that way.
That's why
I wondered if you'd kind of thought of the way that I did it, because I went real estuary with the gruff boss.
Did you? Almost I'm so mob excited. Boss. Yeah. I'm so excited. Okay.
All right, let's see if I can remember what I did. Here we go. Cross-site scripting, or XSS, is what happens when a hacker manages to inject malicious JavaScript into your web page. Think, microscalable, robust. We practically invented the term mega next generation 24/7 global R&D. what's happened here? If you don't escape or encode out the JavaScript, then the browser will execute it as though you put it into your website.
I loved it. I loved the jokey, you know, sort of laughing you put in there.
I have the advantage of having seen the cartoon character face, and he looked jolly. He was kind of quite red faced though, and I think that's what pushed me down that route.
You actually reminded me of an actual voiceover that both you and I know, but I'm not going to tell you who it was, because that is just like him. That is.
I know who you mean.
Please let it not be me.
It's not you, Mike. Don't worry. No, it's not you. It's not you. I enjoy scripts like that because it gives you a bit of the straight stuff, which we do is our bread and butter, as we know. Mm. But it gives you much more fun within there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always fun to voice something with layers to it instead of just a straight read. And you brought the pomposity with the gruff boss, and it was kind of like a jolly pomposity almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it
absolutely.
Did. And interestingly, this whole piece is about 5 minutes long, but it had five different characters in it.
Oh.
So it had the IT nerd. And it had the receptionist.
Give me a bit of the nerd. I bet you do nerd so well. I've heard you do nerd.
The nerd comes in and goes, oh, well, we practically invented the term Mega Next Generation.
Exactly.
That's the nerd, yes.
Oh, and the receptionist. Oh, that's so cool. What fun.
Yes, so it was. It was nice to create those characters as well.
Play How Do You Say That?
Well, remember, these are real scripts that we're working on. We've changed names and some details to avoid copyright issues. And you can find both the scripts that we're using today in the show notes of this episode, wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podbean, YouTube, wherever.
Absolutely. So, Mike, your script is, well, actually, your script in terms of different characters, perhaps, is quite similar. Can you tell us a bit about your script?
Well, this script is, it's a bit of a tongue twister, obviously.
Yes,
when you'll hear it, you'll know
that.
Yeah, so I thought I'd give myself a near impossible challenge, as I always like to do. I like to challenge myself. And it's something that's exciting and it's fun and it's kind of trendy, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's more along the lines of something that I would like to be, I would be interested in if I wrote it myself. The stinger at the end is very silly, as you'll find out. So I think keeping it silly, but not Monty Python silly, would something like a half step short of Monty Python silliness.
I thought this works better with an American voice than a British voice is what my first thought was. And then I thought it would work better with a female voice than a male voice. So I'm kind of doing myself down in both ways, but I don't know if I'm at all correct in that.
The end phrase that we've got in this script, I find very challenging. Because it's not
something a Brit would say. No.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not something a Brit would say at all. So it's a really interesting one that. So I kind of want to lean into a much bigger character.
Shall I have a go first, Sam?
Yeah, please do.
I'll give it a go. I'm tempted to drop into American, but I think I might offend our American guests, so I'm not going to do that.
You could do. I think I'm going to go character. But anyway, go on. Yes, you
okay.
go.
Okay. Chattanooga, get ready. Something big is dropping. Actually, looping. Dropping and looping. We don't know how it works either, but it sounds cool. Introducing Chat Drop Loop, the delivery app you didn't know you needed, but now won't be able to live without. Groceries? We loop it. Late night snacks? Loop it. Forgot your wig at home and you're at an event? Girl, we definitely loop that.
Wow, okay. So
I don't think that's even what I was planning.
What did you think, Mike?
Oh, see, this is fantastic because there is a McDonald's voiceover here in the U.S. that has exactly that voice, and that's a good thing though. But it's perfect. I actually love that. That's fun. I mean, you made it fun instead of the let's just have a British voice do everything, which they do here, by the way. Just for those of you that don't know, so
I mean, I'm glad they still do that.
Absolutely. And it's fun because you have a tongue in cheek I like that. Actually, I really, especially the last, we definitely loop that. I mean, you just, girl, I like that. Well done.
Thank you.
You started with big energy, I have to say.
It was a bit butch energy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You could get ready. Yes, it was, because it's a tough one, isn't it? Because you... Yeah, I think I'm looking at it more and more. I'm looking at it and thinking, oh, this is so far away from my comfort zone. I'm going to go off the mountain. No, right, okay.
I hope you don't.
I'm going to do something that is a bit of a risk because I'm not sure that I would ever do it like this. But okay. However, let's go for it. Chattanooga, get ready. Something big is dropping. Actually, looping. Dropping and looping. Now, we don't know how it works either, but it sounds cool. Introducing Chat Drop Loop, the delivery app you didn't know you needed, but now won't be able to live without. Groceries? We loop it. Late night snacks? Loop it. Forgot your wig at home and you in at event? Girl, we definitely loop that.
I love it, Mike.
Oh, wow. So you made that a luxury brand.
Yes.
I mean, you turned getting late night snacks into posh. It's fascinating.
Didn't she do that well?
It couldn't have been wronger.
Well, do you know what? I think it worked on a really perverse level.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's instead of going the obvious route, you took it a different route, and that it works for me. I mean, I like it.
And it's one of those ones in that market, Mike, that you would definitely sit up and take notice, wouldn't you?
I think that rather than being luxury, it was a bit of a piss take, is really what I think I was probably going for.
Yes, but if I were to hear that ad here in the U.S. and I was in Tennessee and I was in Chattanooga, I would say, well, hello. That's not the normal guy here all the time. Well,
hello. I can't wait to hear how you do it, Mike, because I think that we've both been about as far away from it as we could possibly be.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Yeah. Okay, let's just give it a go. All right. Chattanooga, get ready. Something big is dropping. Actually, looping. Dropping and looping. We don't know how it works either, but it sounds cool. Introducing Chat Drop, the delivery app you didn't know you needed, but now won't be able to live without. Groceries? We loop it. Late night snacks? Loop it. Forgot your wig at home and you at an event? Girl, we definitely loop that.
That, you see, that's how it works with an American accent.
Yes, it really does.
So well with an American accent.
And do you know what? That wasn't 100 miles away from what I was expecting. You to do in a great way, and that kind of you lifted it off the page, but
absolutely
gave me what I thought you were going to give me, which is brilliant.
And you brought such an attitude to the girl.
Yes, yes.
You know, it needs
and
that
it
kind
sounds
of
cool.
Yeah.
More or less controlled chaos. I thought I'd give it
controlled chaos.
Lines.
I like it.
I think Mark always likes a bit of controlled chaos.
I kind of live for controlled chaos. Absolutely. Oh, actually, you've led me into the next bit perfectly, Sam. The controlled chaos is what it's all about now, because we're going to go to the wild card section of the show, Mike, where we're going to ask you to choose a script and give us a new direction for it.
I'm going to go stay with script two and do it in a film noir mode.
Okay. Is that Mark? She says, hopefully.
You know what? Yeah, Mark, do this one in a, you're in a smoke-filled room and you see people across the bar just chomping at the bit for this app where you need late night snacks and groceries. and you speak to them in a hushed whisper. Kind of almost not even raspy, but more Chattanooga. Kind of tasty. A tasty delivery.
Okay. Film noir is not my favourite, I have to say, so I will do my best. I will do my best for you. All right. Smoky bar, black and white. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Chattanooga, get ready. Something big is dropping. Actually, looping. Dropping and looping. Oh, we don't know how it works either, but it sounds cool. Introducing Chat Drop Loop, the delivery app you didn't know you needed, but now won't be able to live without. Groceries, we loop it. Late night snacks, loop it. Forgot your wig at home and you're at an event. Girl, we definitely loop that.
So more X-rated than film noir, I feel.
I think I did. I think I dived into the wrong end of the pool.
You just literally gave us sex on a stick.
With the last line, I could just envision when you say girl, and then she turns around and looks at you across the bar. And she's surprised. What, me? Are you talking to me?
I probably should have started with, it was late night.
Yes, exactly. Like,
just
and
to
that
get more
got you into it.
Yes, and I went the wrong way getting
get
into
ready.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn it. Oh, well, okay. Fail for me, but it was fun to do.
But a hell of a sexy read.
Oh, no, I like that. I like it.
So, that's Sam, would you like to give one for Mike now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you don't get out of it, Mike. You get to do one too.
I'm here.
I would like you to be, now I'm casting you against type here, Mike, I suspect, unless there's something in your past that I know nothing about. You are a rejected Royal Ballet hopeful. You wanted to be a prima ballerina, or I don't know, the male equivalent of a prima ballerina, and you've sadly been knocked back, but you're still trying. And right at this moment, you are auditioning in front of, it's that classic, you're on a stage, there are three people in the auditorium, it's the kind of next kind of idea, but you are a ballerina and you are hopeful in getting this part. And this, you are probably saying, ooh, as you dance to enhance the dance, shall we say.
Which script are you going to give him, Sam?
I'm going to give him... Oh, I want to give him Chattanooga, actually, because that's so much fun. That would be so much fun for a ballet dancer to do. And you're dropping and looping as well. So there's lots of images there.
Good luck, Mike. I think you might need it. Well,
that's quite a challenge. I'm up for it.
It is.
All right. Let's take it. All right. Let's go with it. Chattanooga, get ready. Something big is dropping. Actually, looping. Dropping and looping. We don't know how it works either, but it sounds cool. Introducing Chat Drop Loop, the delivery app you didn't know you needed, but now won't be able to live without. Groceries? We'll loop it. Late night snacks? Loop it. Forget your wig at home and you're at an event. Girl, we definitely loop that.
Next.
Thank you. Please let me know if I got the role. Thank you.
Big finish. Big finish.
Big finish. Absolutely. I could see the plié halfway through.
Yes, that was so cool.
What did you see? What were you seeing in your mind?
I think, believe it or not, I saw if William Shatner were to go up and audition as a ballerina.
That is so on point. Forgive the pun there, but it is so on point then.
Intense overacting.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, channeling nice William Shatner when I've given you Royal Ballet Hopeful is you've made my day. My
Genius.
Work is done. It's fine.
Genius. Sam, I'm going to give you one now.
Yes.
And because we haven't done script one in the wildcard, I'm going to give you script one.
That means I've got script one.
That
you?
Means okay. You've got script one, whether you want it or not.
Thank you.
And I'm going to suggest that you are a school crossing lady, a lollipop lady.
Okay.
And you are very, very hateful of the children.
Oh, hateful?
Hateful of the children. Oh, do not want to be there at all.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Oh, you're okay. Not a nice crossing lady.
Not a nice crossing lady. All right, then. I'll be crossing lady. Okay. Right, then. Okay. Cross-site scripting, or XSS, is what happens when a hacker manages to inject malicious JavaScript into your web page. Right. Think microscalable robust. We practically invented the term mega next generation. 24/7. Global R&D. Oi! What's happened here? If you don't escape or encode it out of the JavaScript, then the browser will execute it as though you put it in your website. Oi!
Oh, you don't want to be on the wrong side of her, do you?
I didn't like doing that. I don't like cross people.
No, I know you don't. But you do it well.
I
you
don't
do
like
cross people
it.
Well.
What a mean old witch.
I felt, get on with it then.
Yes, are exactly.
Do you hear the words coming out of my mouth?
Yes, get across the road, you nasty little brat. Oh, well, as always, we've put those scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself in whatever character you want. And if you want to see behind the scenes of How Do You Say That, we're all over TikTok and Instagram as well.
And we are over Facebook and YouTube too.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you have had a long career in voiceover. Have you got any wise words to share with people who are slightly newer to the industry?
Absolutely. And I think we've discovered this doing this episode, and just have fun with this. Dive in and don't overanalyze. And we did overanalyze afterwards, but don't overanalyze every script. I mean, you're going to get scripts without any direction sometimes, as we've all experienced before.
Yep.
Here, just read this as you would think it would, as you think would fit. Oh no. So just dive in, have fun with it. And remember, it's fun. What we're doing is so much fun. It is work and it is a business. And of course, it's a career and all that. But you know what? You're doing a gruff boss presentation to the board. I mean, this is good stuff. So if you have imposter syndrome and if you just are like, well, I'm not good enough for this. I don't know. I'm just terrible. Walk away, play a video game, watch some Doctor Who. I mean, whatever makes you feel good. And come back and go, okay, I'm ready. And it takes a thick skin to be in this business, but you can also kind of learn that.
For sure. And also, it's only a bit of recording. If you do it wrong, or you don't love what you do, or you don't have to keep that bit of recording.
No, you can do it again.
Sadly, we do here, so you hear all our terrible takes. But, but you know, ordinarily, you know, your advice actually is brilliant as well for auditions. Because we often really worry about auditions, don't we? And we sort of think, oh, I've got to get this right. We haven't got the ability to see inside the mind or the head of the people that are going to be looking at these auditions or listening to these auditions. So you may as well just have fun. Give two or three completely different takes on it that, you know, follow the brief, sometimes rather loosely, and you know, and just send it off and get it done.
Yes, send it and forget it is a thing. And what I always do if they allow you two different takes at least, is do the one on the level and then the second one, go absolutely different with it.
Yes.
Just
yeah.
be
yes.
completely wild, like you know, a bartender, or I don't know, a silly newscaster or whatever. Just and you never know, they may even hire you for another project based on that second character. And
that's maybe
happened
to be
a bunch
film
of times.
Noir. How about that?
Maybe sexy film noir, exactly. It doesn't really matter what they think of us when they get it, when they listen to it, because we will never know.
Well, that's
and,
true.
You know, we don't have to be on their shoulder imagining them listening to it. We can just kind of, as you say, send it and forget it. I mean, when you're actually responding to direction, that's slightly different. But even so, most directors will say if you give them more, it's easier to pull you back rather than if you don't give them enough.
Mike, what are your top tips for newbies then? Apart from kind of walk away, what else would you say?
Pull away from the impression mindset. Instead of doing Mark Hamill's Joker or a Christopher Walken impression, please don't do that at home. We have those. There's several million people that do that, and it's fun at parties, but that's not voice acting. Just enjoy your favorite genres and make it your own instead of trying to make it someone else's own. Just be you. It's so hard to be you. And I just like the originality of some things. When someone takes, I get no bigger joy in life than when someone takes a script and runs with it and makes it their own, even with my direction aside, and they just take it and become their own character and their own person. And
so they bring their own authenticity to it in a way.
They rewrite the definition of the direction. And I love that. And that's absolutely what I live for. And I'm getting a big smile on my face just talking about it. So yes, absolutely.
And also, if you can recognize that there are, if in sort of character work, if you can recognize that there are characters out there that you think you would do justice to, then practice that. Go away and find out about it. I'm always, as you know, Mark, I'm always rather in awe of the fact that you have nailed the different announcer styles of the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. And they're all different. They're all slightly different.
Slightly.
But you've made it your business to go away and research that, if you like, because you know you can do it.
Yeah.
And too many of us rely on kind of a little bit like we do in the wild card, is trying to sort of pull something out of your hat at the last moment.
And do the generic side of it.
So actually, if you think you can do a particular character, say, well, then really hone that and get it down so that it is as easy as just pulling it out, because you can, you can actually nail it.
Yeah, even if you can channel something you don't like, the mean crossing guard or the film noir. If you have it in your repertoire, you can still borrow from that and just go, you know what? That's deep down the list of things I would have done, but I can still do this and actually get this.
Mike, you're so right there. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it more than I've enjoyed the lunch I'm going to have.
Of course, still lunchtime for you in the future. Absolutely. A reminder that all of Mike Payne's details can be found in the show notes.
Absolutely. And of course, the scripts are there too. So do check out our TikTok and Instagram accounts and share the love.
Yep, that's it for this week. Thanks again to Mike Payne. And we'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest, when we'll be asking,
how do you say that? How do you say that?